Welcome to Shomach Shavan Adam, Shir Spanser, Lui Nishma, Sarim Biyaka Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara concludes the first parak of Maseches Yevomis by speaking about the Psula Yuchsin. The Gemara starts, already from previous Daf, to speak about Talmud, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we do not accept Geirin for Talmud because of the Chashash, the Bim Amzeim over there. And the Gemara ends the parak by saying that there are some places that are even worse than Talmud. And as the Gemara says, that really below She'oil, which is Gehenim, as Rashi says, below that comes Talmud, or below that comes Meshan, and below that comes the place called Harfanya, which the Gemara earlier says Harfanya is a harsh, a coil pointing boy, a place which is full of Psula Yuchzin of Mamzeirim. And that's the Gemara concludes over here in our Masechta, that there is a problem of Yuchzin in some areas in the world. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara over here is a little hard, and it's not written in a very clear way. There's some phrases over here that are now written in other places. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen in his Sefer Dover Tzedek comes to explain the depth of this Gemara. And Reb Tzadik is very lengthy, speaks in a very big arichus about this Gemara, and we're just going to bring some pointers that he says. And the biggest story that Reb Tzadik is that the psulim that we have in the world of Amzeirim, it's the reflection of the bad in the world, of the ra. And meaning there are places where you don't have the gilui shechina b'shleimus. As the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, the eina shechina shayro, ele b'mishpachas and yichosos b'Yisrael. So when you have a yichus, when you have a connection to previous generations, that's when you have the gilui shechina in the right way. And the more psulim you have, it's more of a revelation of ra, of bad in the world. Is more a revelation of less Gilui Hashem. But in the end of the day, we know that from all the bad in the world, eventually will come Gilui Kvod Shemayim as well. We don't see it now in this world, in Olam Hazeh, but eventually we'll get there. Says Reb Tzadik, that's what the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, that the halacha is that Siddi Mamzeim Li Tor. All the Mamzeim that we have eventually will become Tor. Meaning this Ra is only right now Ra. Right now there's Psulim. But eventually everything will be corrected. And Reb Tzadik adds that who is the Man D'Amar over here that says that Harfanya is worse than Gehenna? It's Rava. Rava says that it's lower than Gehenna, than She'oil. That same Rava, in Eruvin Daf Yotes, when the Gemara there speaks about the Pesach Gehennaim and the Pesach Gan Eden, the Gemara concludes and tells us where are the places where you have an opening to Gan Eden. And where these places are, that's where you have very sweet fruits. So the Gemara says, where do you have in Eretz Yisrael? And where do you have in Bavel? Comes Rava and says, the sweetest fruits are where? In Harfanya. Explains Reb Tzadik, Harfanya, where is the worst place in the world, that's where you have a Pesach to Gan Eden. You know why? Because at the end of the day, from the worst place, that's where everything is going to turn around to be Gilui Kvod Shemayim. That's what we know, that according to one option, one possibility, we know that Mashiach comes dafka when it's a dor shekula chayav, when it's a terrible generation. And we say, p'nei ador k'p'nei akelev, that's what Gemara says in Soito. Meaning, the last generation of Mashiach is the worst one, and only from there, dafka from there comes Mashiach. Because dafka, when you take the thing which is furthest away, and you turn that around to be Gilui Kvod Shemayim, the Gilui Kvod Shemayim is so much greater, is so much bigger, is so much more tangible. Because even that far place comes Kvod Shemayim. So you mean that Harfanya, which today seems to be the worst place of Mamzeirim, that's the place which is the Mokoyim, the Gilui Gan Eden, Gilui Kvod Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And Reb Tzadik adds one last thing, and he says, you should know that when did we come this halacha that says that at Sidi Mamzeim Litor, there will be a correction over here. That's what the Gemara tells us in this Amud, that Chorver Talmud. Talmud was destroyed. The Gemara debates it. The Gemara says maybe it wasn't really destroyed, but the idea of Chorva Talmud is that the Ra, this bad that you see in the world, is destroyed, is taken away, and for there could come good. It says Reb Tzadik that this is Mizgala Weir in Chanukah. Because Chanukah, part of the fight of Chanukah, was on the Yichus. Because they wanted, the Yevonim wanted, that all the Besulois will be Nisa, will get married to the Yevonim, meaning there will be a problem with the Yichus of Am Yisrael. And when we had the Or of Chanukah was dafka mitoicha choshech, from the biggest dark, we could come to the light, we're able to correct that psul yichus. Says Reb Tzadok, and this is what we say in Neres Chanukah, that the Neres of Chanukah after light, ad shetichle regula tarmudoi, until the people from Tarmud legs will go away. Meaning you need the light of Chanukah, the light that comes within the darkness, the light that turns the darkness into Or, to come and take away the psulim that are initiated in Tarmud, as the Gemara tells us over here. Meaning where Reb Tzadok is telling us, our Gemara is talking about the psuli yoichsim. But Be'oimek, the Gemara Kedushin tells us that these psuli yoichsim will turn to be good as well, turn to bring foot Shemayim to the world. And obviously these ideas of Reb Tzadok are very deep, and there's a lot to be me'ayin in them, and this is just a little bit, a tidbit of what he says, and how he connects it to our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.